The purpose of this video is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me, and wow! Folks, this is a bigger story than I think people realize. At first glance, the U.S. admits to secret bioweapon labs in the Ukraine. Did they really admit to this? It appears that way. This, folks, what were we doing? Because we have the Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, acting extremely nervous about the Russians finding these labs. And look, if we were having bioweapon labs in the Ukraine secretly, what the heck were we doing there? What in the world was Dr. Fauci doing? Because there's no way, if that's the case, Fauci wouldn't be involved yet again. Little evil Dr. Fauci strikes again. But maybe this will uncover things, and that's what they're afraid of. There's multiple reasons why they could be afraid. I'm going to try to go over a lot, but some of you don't believe this story right off the bat, and some of you would think, nah, it's not true, especially when China calls us out on it. So China calls us out, and then the same day, our Undersecretary of State basically admits China's right. See, if China had just said this, I couldn't take that. I would just be like, well, China lies all the time. The only time China wouldn't lie is if the truth hurts more than a lie, right? If they can use something that's actually true and it could hurt the United States more than them lying about something, then they will actually use that truth. It appears that that's exactly what the Chinese did. The truth, which I wouldn't have known it was the truth if our own government didn't basically come out and admit it, that the Chinese are correct on this, whether they try to now cover all this up and backfill. That's what the Biden administration loves to do. When they admit something and then they realize, uh-oh, now we're in huge trouble. We gotta pretend like this isn't true, but it's too late. You've already let the cat out of the bag. You got to see what I'm talking about. First, you need to see China call us out. That doesn't mean you would believe it, but then I'll show you basically the United States admitting to it. Amazingly. Here we go.
Recently, the U.S. biological labs in Ukraine have indeed attracted much attention. According to reports, in these facilities, a large quantity of dangerous viruses are stored. Russia has found during its military operations that the U.S. uses these facilities to conduct military plans. According to data released by the U.S., it has 26 labs in Ukraine. The U.S. has 336 labs in 30 countries under its control. The U.S. has also conducted many biological military activities in Fort Detrick. What is the true intention of the U.S.? What has it done specifically? The international community has long held doubts. Once again, we urge the U.S. to give a full account of its biomilitary activities at home and abroad.
All right, that's courtesy of War Room Pandemic. And I'll give you more about what Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec had to say about this whole situation. And at first, some of you might be yawning. Don't get a yawn. This is really big because it could lead to something else. But you think, okay, that could be China lying. You're absolutely right. That could be China lying. That could be China just making things up. But apparently it's not China lying, because then you have in front of the Senate, I believe, is where she is being questioned. The Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, indicates that China was telling the truth and she's worried about the Russians getting their hands on these bioweapon labs. Of course, she doesn't call it bioweapons labs, but it has to be, because Steve Bannon, I don't know if he says this in the cut that I have for you or not, but at one point in his show, he was saying the Ukraine is not some place for higher academics all across the country, and you would have all these labs at universities doing stuff. No, that's not how it would be functioning. What we're doing there would most likely be bioweapons and doing things that we're not allowed to do here on U.S. soil. As we know, Fauci was doing in China with the Wuhan lab. What was Fauci doing in the Ukraine, unless it was our military only? But I doubt it. I think this has Dr. Fauci's name written all over it. That's what I think. I don't know. The point is, some people in the United States government were having basically secret biological weapon labs in the Ukraine, because I'd never heard this before. Have you ever heard this before? No. China calls us out, and then here's Victoria Nuland basically admitting it's true.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces, should they.
All right. Let me say, she says Ukraine has, meaning the country, but it's clearly backed by the United States. And look how nervous she was. What she could be worried about isn't that Russia gets their hands on it and uses biological weapons. The Russians can make their own biological weapons. So why is she so nervous? Here's one reason why she could be very nervous. The Russians could get into these plants and get data and documentation and proof of evil things that the United States was doing behind the American people's back and release that to the world. That's what it seems like she's nervous about to me. I don't think they're nervous that the Russians could get their hands on biological weapons and then use them. The Russians already have their own biological weapons if they ever wanted to do that. They could develop that themselves. They don't need to stumble upon them in the Ukraine. They're like, oh my gosh, the Ukraine has biological weapons. We could have never done this ourselves. For her nervousness, it's the Russians could out what we have done. And it could be connected to COVID-19, folks, or the vaccine. Things could be connected to there. They seem that nervous. She seems that nervous. If that's the case, it could also show one motivation that the globalists have, one of the major motivations why the globalists think the Ukraine is essential to stop Putin in the Ukraine, even though it's not essential to America, but it is to the globalists. I've always told you, Ukraine is corrupt and was the number one money laundering country in the world, folks. All your government, corrupt government officials around the world, money laundered through the Ukraine. They give the Ukraine government, and governments would figure out different ways to get the kickbacks. This basically, government officials know, how do I get my hands on taxpayers' money? I funnel it to the Ukraine. The Ukraine eventually funnels it back to me and through my family members. We know that Joe Biden did that and got caught red-handed doing that, okay? The Clintons had the Clinton Foundation robbing the Ukraine blindly. That's what they were doing, because the Ukraine was that corrupt. So that is maybe the number one reason why they're telling you the Ukraine is so important. It's their piggy bank of corruption, and they don't want to lose it, and they don't want to lose it to the Russians. So your sons and daughters must die defending it, because how else are they going to get their millions and millions of dollars funneled to their families? I mean, that's worth your sons and daughters dying in the Ukraine. This is not a joke. This is reality. But now I just discovered something that might be another motivation. Those biological weapon labs could be linked back to Dr. Fauci, showing how evil Fauci is, and maybe they link to the Wuhan lab, for all we know. And it could show other disgusting things that these biological weapons labs were working on, or maybe working on a COVID-19 type of virus or the COVID-19 type of virus, even in Ukraine, doesn't mean that they released it there, but they could have been doing the exact same stuff as they were doing in the Wuhan lab or other things that I can't possibly even think of. But the fact that she's so nervous about it, if the Russians wanted to use biological weapons, they can't. It can't be what people's first thought is. It has to be something much worse. Listen to Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec talk about this whole situation. And it really, look, this whole thing, it's not a shock that it's happening. I know we do things that we American citizens don't know about, but well, I'm going to drift into something else. Let me just get to what they had to say.
Over Ukraine. So this is someone who's been one of the major players in the United States-backed push in Ukraine going back almost a decade at this point. And so when she's telling you that, and you can hear the trepidation in her words, in her voice, you can hear the way that she's very carefully talking about this. And look, you know, I just got to say basic common sense, right? If she's very concerned and the United States is very concerned about something falling into the hands of the Russians, you know, it's probably not just a couple of vials of antibiotics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Jack's right. But I don't think they're concerned about bioweapons falling into the hands of the Russians. Like I said, think about it logically. The Russians, we know, already have biological weapon capability. And I don't think the Russians really want to use bioweapons because bioweapons are very difficult to control and why would you use them in the Ukraine, which is right next to Russia? Who would get hit first besides the Ukraine if you used a biological weapon in Ukraine because you got your hands on it and then, oh, we're going to release it and use it? It would go right to Russia. That logically doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't be like a concern that they'd come across it and then use it. What they seem to be concerned about is the Russians will come across what the Americans were doing behind the American people's back, and that information will get out because the Russians would definitely get it out. And of course, you have social media blocking everything from Russia, and they're not allowing any information come out of Russia, whether it's true or not. But the Russians will have the capability of giving it out to other people who can get that information out. They wouldn't be able to hide it if the Russians really wanted to get it out. I think they are panicked that the American people are going to find out, you know, the Wuhan lab is just the beginning of the atrocities that Dr. Fauci and the American government was doing behind your back illegally against our own laws. That's what I think they're afraid of. It's the only thing that makes sense. More of Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon.
This is, okay, listen, if this is just graduate research, and look, let's be brutally frank. What's the city that's got the university towns? What's the university town? And these are not Oxford and Cambridge. The Ukraine's not known as a center of super higher learning, right? It's not Oxford, Cambridge. When they say, oh, biological research facilities, and we're very much want to make sure they're secure, you're right. They're not making your basic antibiotics. And look at the way she, let's play this clip again. I want the audience to hear this. Victoria Nuland, the architect of the color revolutions and a super player in all things Ukraine and the offense the U.S. government and the globalists have been putting in Ukraine. Let's hear it.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which in fact we are now quite concerned Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they
Please tee up the Chinese senior guy. Peter, you know this guy very well. This is a bombshell. Hey, Ben Collins on the truckers, you know, you're going to have to eat those words. Truckers talked about the, you know, and they weren't, you know, running this thing to ground. But people have been talking about this for weeks. The Chinese outed us today. And right there, biological research facilities, research material, we're trying to secure them. Posobiec, you're an intel officer. What did she just tell us there?
Well, you know, I look at the video as it plays, and I notice that she's exhibiting some interesting body language there as well. So the direct eye contact, you know, not even looking aside, that's where you're getting your verbatim pre-scripted answers. But if you notice her hand, she picks up her pen, she starts fidgeting with it. I mean, you are looking at someone who's very, very uncomfortable and doesn't want to be up there, doesn't want to be talking about something. And this is what we would call peeling back a layer of the onion, a limited hangout of material that you never wanted to have to talk about. But so you're going to only give away one layer. Okay, sure. There were biological research facilities. And by the way, Steve, this was one of those stories where I said, okay, the Russians are pulling everybody's chain. This is ridiculous.
Same
They're
here.
Just looking for a pretext, et cetera.
Same here.
You know, this is just, this has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, Lori Nuland's making me go back and question
She just told
that.
You.
She's admitted to it. That's what she's really doing. And folks, the globalists never stop their lies, and they never stop trying to deceive people. So one of the ways they could cover this crap up, or this could be a setup for it, this is another thing we have to factor in, is that they would then just try to frame the Russians as releasing some sort of biological weapon. Remember, they never gave you proof, not any real evidence, that in Syria, Assad was said to have released a biological weapon and crossed the red line. And yeah, you had propaganda reports that came out of there, but I never saw real evidence that that actually happened. And a lot of people say it didn't even happen. I don't know if it did or didn't. I'm not saying I know. The point is if you want to frame someone, you can do that too. And if you have the motive to cover your own behind, we have to consider these things to watch out for. I don't know. My theory is they know they were doing criminal activity in Ukraine. That's what the Ukraine was used for by the United States, for corrupt politicians to do ways of gaming the system. Like, technically, they would do things like how the Biden family got their money. Technically, you could say they didn't break a law. Technically, a Ukrainian oil company can give Hunter Biden, it shouldn't be, it's obviously bribing the vice president and through his family, and he's getting a cut of it. But technically, by law standards, you can't really put Biden in jail for that unless you can prove true bribery, which makes it hard to do. So they skirt it. They do things, but sometimes they just flat out break laws. Like Fauci just clearly flat out breaks the law. We know that. So, and flat out lies straight face. If Fauci's hands are in this, you know some sort of corruption is going on. There's no doubt. If our corrupt politicians, namely the Democrat Party mostly, who has been, and some Republicans I'm sure, who have been corrupt in the Ukraine for years and have gotten rich. Folks, don't you understand that your politicians who are career politicians are all multimillionaires? And yet, if you look at their salaries, none of them should be multimillionaires on government public service. How did they get all this money? How did their families get all this money? Everyone knows the games that they play. Ukraine was their number one place to go. This is why they love it so. This is why they never make an argument to you how it's in America's interest. They're never going to tell you, for you, the American citizen, the Ukraine is essential that we keep it the way it is, and the Russians cannot have any part of it or do anything with it, because in your life, you will be affected. You won't be affected at all. But the corrupt politicians will be dramatically affected about, this is where they got millions and millions of dollars from. And you're going to take away my millions and millions of dollars? We World War III is worth this, baby, because I've got millions and millions of dollars from the Ukraine as a corrupt politician. Your sons and daughters better defend that. I can't say that. So, Putin is evil, and because he's so evil, and I'm not saying Putin isn't bad. Putin is a bad guy, but Putin is evil. We told him he can go in the Ukraine. We wanted to wag the dog. He went farther than we thought, and we got to keep the Ukraine the way it is for our corruption. Well, I mean, because they're the beacon of democracy and we love them. That's why, not because they're corrupt at all. Oh, and you know, Ukraine was never corrupt, according to the media right now. They are a verging country on becoming the next United States of America with the most beautiful constitution ever written, and they are going to be the beacon of freedom in all of Europe. Did you know that? Or maybe they are just a giant corrupt state, and it's a corrupt Russia versus a corrupt Ukraine, and we don't need to be involved. Maybe it's that simple, but your corrupt politicians got you involved because they've been corrupt in the Ukraine for so long, they don't know how to get out of the Ukraine, and they don't want to ever let it go. That's what's going on. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that Fauci has something to hide in the Ukraine, that our U.S. government has something to hide besides the money laundering, which is bad enough. Besides all of the money laundering. Folks, why do you think the Ukraine, in their minds, is so important compared to any other country, if I'm wrong? Then you tell me why the Ukraine is the most essential, most important country in all of the world right now. Why? It isn't just because there are other countries that have atrocities and invasions and things happening to them. But like when it happens in Africa cannot, these countries, when they have atrocities happen, they're not kicking back hundreds of millions of dollars to our corrupt politicians. Therefore, when those atrocities happen, they don't even care because they're not even involved in those countries. They only care when their piggy banks are affected. And when their piggy bank, this massive piggy bank, is effective, they don't want to let their piggy bank go. So it's worth your son or your daughter's life. I mean, they don't feel bad about it because what they'll say is if we ever do go to war and your son and daughter were to die, well, we didn't say who would die or who would live. That's above their pay grade. God will decide that. So I don't have to feel guilty about it if I send other people's sons and daughters in to die over the Ukraine. I don't have to worry about that at all. That's your politicians' attitudes. But here's where they're really stupid. If we get into a real fighting war with Russia, Russia can't win in a World War II type of war. Everyone knows that. Putin knows that. Russia's tiny in their economy compared to America as well. What is their equalizer? They only have one equalizer. And that's that they have the most nuclear weapons in all of the world. That's what equalizes them. Nothing else. And Putin knows that. And if they're all right that Putin is the next Hitler, then they should really be afraid. This is how stupid they are. If Putin is like the next Hitler, you think if Hitler had nuclear weapons in World War II, he wouldn't have used them on the United States? You think he wouldn't have? They condemn themselves with their own words. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out thenewamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine that can arrive to your home. So that's awesome. But you can also daily at the website get new stuff every single day when you go to thenewamerican.com. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe.